much. Another rock and roller who just passed away recently, Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. And stay 7 o'clock on the Noggin. Let's check your news, all right?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. An early morning victory for President Trump in the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 48, and on this vote, the bill is amended as passed.
Lawmakers narrowly approving his plan for $9 billion in cuts to foreign aid and public broadcasters, PBS and NPR. Democrats, like Illinois' Dick Durbin, were joined by two Republicans.
The consequences of these recessions will prove to be devastating here and across the globe. I urge my colleagues to stand up against the mindless cuts.
Both Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski voted against it. CBS News confirms the Justice Department has fired a federal prosecutor who's worked on two recent high-profile cases in New York's Southern District. She's also the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey, an adversary of President Trump during his first administration. CBS's Pat Milton.
Maureen Comey was the lead prosecutor in the recent Sean Diddy Combs trial and worked on the sex trafficking case of Jeffrey Epstein.
President Trump slamming his own supporters who say he should release more records from the Epstein investigation. He calls them weaklings and stupid. Correspondent Scott McFarlane visited the very purple district of Frederick County, Maryland.
Pastor Tim May, who hosts a community radio show on WFMD, says he's struck by how many people are talking about a controversy that began nowhere near here.
I would think this is about the least important thing in our lives. Everything from local economy to elections.
But they keep calling.
They keep calling. And they keep it alive.
A storm that seemed to come out of nowhere proved deadly in the Northeast. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
It was pandemonium.
Instructor Gene Grodzki described what happened right after a lightning strike at an archery range in Jackson Township, New Jersey, that came with no warning.
There was no thunder. There was no rain. There was no nothing. It's just the finger of God went and pointed down and hit a tree real close by here.
He performed CPR on 61-year-old club member Robert Montgomery, but he did not survive. More than a dozen were hurt, including children.
The youngest, 7 years old. Today marks 5 years since the death of John Lewis, the Democratic congressman and civil rights leader from Georgia. Public Citizens Robert Weissman says the group will hold demonstrations nationwide.
It's going to be to honor John Lewis's legacy, protest the authoritarianism of the Trump regime, with a special focus on the administration's rollback of longstanding civil rights protections.
He often urged supporters to get in good trouble. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman. Soon the rumble of ramblers comes back to Kenosha. Car lovers will gather in Kenosha next week for the AMC Homecoming, with the celebration running from next Tuesday through next Sunday. On display will be javelins, matadors, gremlins, eagles, and probably an alliance or two. The week includes cruise-ins, open houses, and special activities at historic AMC locations. Cars were built in Kenosha for over a century, with AMC lasting the longest. Full production ended in 1988. Chrysler built Jeep engines here until 2010. And residents in Franklin are getting letters about an attempted data breach last August. The city says someone tried to access its network, but there's no evidence that they got through. The city is offering free credit monitoring and fraud support. It's also beefing up its cybersecurity. The FBI is helping with an investigation, and the issue is expected to come up at a common council meeting next month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Shally Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Cooler and less humid today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. Increasing sunshine with highs near 70. Tonight, mostly clear skies, lows near 60. A great finish to the work week. Friday, lots of sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
I am married, which I'm glad about. I hated being single. It's hard to score when your pickup line starts with an apology and ends in a Star Wars quote. An insecure and broke is one thing. Insecure, broke, and single, that's the frosting on the loser cake. I did this one time. I'm in the bank. I'm doing the transaction. I ask the teller out. And then I realized I just asked someone out who's looking at a computer view of my financial situation. There's nothing you can say then. Well, I've got other accounts. This one I keep negative.
Good morning. I have a very special guest for the first time in our studio. Yes. That's great. Why don't you move a little closer to that microphone? I want to hear every word you have to say. Very
all
important.
Right.
Alder Marlo Harmon is here. And thanks for joining us.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.
A lot of people, you know, say, well, I'm not going on the radio. I don't want all my secrets going. I don't have any secrets, but I don't want them getting out anyway. They'll find secrets. No, but that's good. I'm glad you decided to come in here and introduce yourself to our audience. Now, you're the 14th district, right?
I am in the 14th district. I've been an alderman of that district for a little over a year. Prior to me being alderman or alderwoman, I actually was county board supervisor for my district as well.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yes, I was.
How long were you that for?
One term, so about 2 years, and then went straight from that position into alder. So there's a few things that are different, but politics is politics.
Yeah, and what's a difference? I know one's a city, one's a county, but what's the difference when you work with a county board versus the city council?
Well, as a county board supervisor, it's a larger emphasis. So businesses being brought in to the county, how we distribute funds to the various entities within the county. Alderperson, it's really focused on
Potholes and manhole covers.
Yes. Snow plowing and the trash. And so, yes. Yeah, so really more
noisy
pimp
cars going down the street.
Yes. Yes. I get it all. I get calls about everything, but well, yes.
Let's get this one out of the way.
Yes.
Because this one's, I mentioned it's different alders, and my next door neighbor called me the other day. Actually, texted me. Great neighbors. And she said, when you get the alders in your studio, have you ever mentioned the manhole covers to them? And I said, all the time. And it's almost like a running joke now with Melissa Caprillion, who was a former alder, and David Mack, who's my current alder.
Yes.
The manhole covers on Main Street, some of them are like 2 to 3 inches below the street level. Yes. So my neighbor hit one and blew a tire.
Yes. Mm.
And, you know, you get angry because... And they're not in the center where you can ride over them. They're right where your right tire is going to be. And you hit them and boom. And I see a lot of them on Main Street. And I see some of them on Spring Street where you just... Or a State Street, rather. Mm-hmm. And you just... How do we get those fixed? How do we get these manhole... Now, before you even begin...
All right.
I got a memo from the mayor's office. And it was something about... I'll look for it in just a second here. Mm-hmm. So they have manhole covers. And maybe it's, you know, it's working. How do you get those fixed? Who do you go to?
Well, the very first step is to get in contact with your alder in your district or the alder where the manhole cover is. Get in contact with that alder. Let them know what the issue is, and they are supposed to, and they will. Many will. They will bring it to the council, usually Department of Works, and we look into that. There are times, however, that we can have residents come and speak and say, no, we do not want that fixed because if it's fixed, we have the cost. We have to pay for the cost. Someone's going to pay for it, you know. And so it's a, you know, it's a balancing act with what should be done and the request of the residents and the constituents within the area.
Let me see. Break an axle on my car, pay an extra dollar or two for the manhole cover. Let me see. Let me weigh those. See how they are. I really don't have the only other thing, and it's not a major thing. The 15th, the 14th district is where now, just so we know.
The 14th district is out by the mall, that area.
Right on the border of Mount Pleasant.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, actually, yes.
So the new buildings going up where the mall was, that's your territory?
Yes, okay. That is my territory.
Oh, so you're right down the block from us here.
I am, Dom.
You're not our older, are you?
I don't. Think so.
You know why she's saying that? Because he looks like he's got a list.
The lines are so, you know, discombobulating sometimes. I'm not absolutely sure. However, I am the alderman that will work with anyone in any district. Yes.
So. Okay. So on Main Street.
Yes.
So much so in the summertime, the cars go up and down Main Street. I'm used to that. But the people who don't have the mufflers and they put these special... I don't know what they are on their cars, and they're speeding. Because I know what 30 miles an hour looks like on Main. I lived long enough, you know, almost 2 decades on Main Street. I know what 30 miles an hour looks like. These cars are not going 30 miles an hour. They're 40 to 50 sometimes. And there's going to be trouble with a pet running into the street or a child running into the street. And they drag race. I've seen them drag race, too. Yeah. I mean, I can watch them.
Yes.
And they're loud. They got those, I don't know what they put on their cars, but it like sputters, you know, they get that sputtering sound.
How annoying.
It's also illegal.
Yes.
But no, they don't seem, I don't see anybody getting stopped on Main Street. They might be when I'm not looking, but man, but that doesn't affect me, you know, rather than those manhole covers, because I hit that thing and I got to check the air pressure in my tires. I just blow a tire on that. And no, it just... I can't be the only one getting hit by me and my next door neighbor. It's got to be other people, too.
There are other people. I'm one of the other people. Okay. I can't stand it.
So what else are people, what's good going on in the city and what's needs help in the city?
Well, good things that are happening are like we just talked about. We are bringing businesses in. Woodman's is opening up. It's going to be, you know, a large grocery store. Grocery stores are something that the residents and the constituents are definitely asking for. They're asking for positive businesses. What is positive businesses? Positive businesses is something that doesn't have to do with bars and alcohol and massage parlors and vaping stores.
We have massage parlors in Racine?
Oh, my goodness.
We do?
We do.
I didn't know. This is like Pottersville from It's a Wonderful Life. I didn't know that.
So we're bringing businesses in. We're definitely trying to balance the budget that the budget is coming up in October. We're working together to bring additional entertainment into Racine. Island Park recently has started a beer garden.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Yes, sir.
Because I think I know where it is, and at 7:30, Cheryl McCreary is going to be on with us,
right,
and she's performing at Island Park this weekend, and something going on, an event going on. So Island Park, when I was on Spring Street, just before I got to the roundabout,
yes,
my wife said, there's Island Park, and when I'm driving, I had to take a quick look. Is that where it is?
Yes.
How do you get to it? I mean, I can't go across the Root River, you know, swim across to get to.
How do you get to my, Don?
I know, I hit you with it. I told you this is going to be like Face the Nation.
My sense of direction is horrible. When they came out with GPS, I was like, I need to buy stock.
But that's where it is.
Yes, that is where it is.
I can
show you better than I can tell you how to get to it.
Is this new, Island Park, or has it always been there?
No, Island Park has always been there. You can get to it off of 6th Street one way to get to it.
Have I been in a coma these last 30 years? Why did I not know that was there?
I can't speak to
your health. Too much sitting in my living room. Yeah. There's so many things in Racine that I've recently found out.
Yes.
What's the park by? It's right off Spring Street again. I'm trying to remember where that park is. We went there. It was a beautiful park.
There's a Lincoln Park over there.
No, it's not Lincoln. It starts with a C, I think. I'll have to think about it for a second.
Off of Spring?
I think. I could be wrong.
All right.
I could be wrong. Anyway, there's so many great parks, I didn't even know they're here.
Racine has beautiful parks, not just Racine, the county. The county has some beautiful parks. I'm a part of a hiking group, and we go to the different parks and hike. And so there, yes, take advantage of it.
We have guests in here once a month, Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier, and they do the history of Racine.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not from this area originally, but I enjoy listening to it. And one they brought up was a place called Kittyland. Are you from here originally?
Well, not originally. I was born in Mississippi, but I've been in Racine for over 50 years.
Okay. Well, you're from Racine. Okay. So I would never guess you 50 years old. So anyway, the Kittyland was right where, Rogan Shoes isn't there anymore. It's right in that area where Rogan Shoes used to be, right with that intersection of, I hate when I can't remember the Rapids Drive.
Rapids Drive.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And they showed pictures of Kittyland with roller coasters and merry-go-rounds. And it was really a fun place to be if you were a kid. It was like an amusement park right there. Well, it's long gone.
Wow.
And I went there with my wife recently. And we walked around. It's all grass and picnic areas now. Uh-huh. And there's one little sign, and it's a marker. It says, this was the site of Kittyland.
Wow.
And it gives a little history of Kittyland on the sign. And I felt really bad. You know, that used to be a fun place in Racine for kids to go. They just look forward to it.
Yes.
Whatever reason, it's not there anymore. The land is there. It's all grass.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no, except for the sign, there's no sign that it was Kittyland. So reason I tell you this is take advantage of all the things around town.
So true.
Because it might not be here.
So true.
And you'll say, oh, you know, I should have gone there.
Yes.
Well, now's your chance. So Island Park's, it's a beer garden, huh?
Yes. Yes.
And they do other events there, too, I
they
guess.
They do.
So we got one coming up. We'll talk about it 7:30 this morning, 7:35 this morning. So tell me what needs to be done now in Racine. You talked about the good things. We're getting more businesses moving in. That's always good.
That's always good. We're trying to get more activities where people can be outside, more festivals. We're trying to do a lot of that.
More festivals.
More festivals.
we got all summer long.
Yes.
So let's talk about what needs to be done. What do you want done that you're working on? You got to get it finished before, you know, you're your day's end. You got to get this done. What do you need to get done?
I really would like to see more emphasis on, you know, I really am for businesses. I would like to see more businesses come to Racine. I would like to see more infrastructure development. Those potholes, those streets that need to be fixed. I really am working well with all of the Alders, the chief of police. I'm working well with him as well as many of the other Alders. I would love to see safety improve. There's been, you know, quite a few incidents that have not been positive that impacts the safety of all of the residents. So I would like to see a collaborative effort with Racine residents, Neighborhood Watch, Police Department, Sheriff Department. We can work more on decreasing some of the gun violence.
Okay, let's talk about that. That's on my list here.
Yeah.
Crime in Racine.
Yeah.
Do we have a lot? I mean, I hear a lot of police sirens all day long because I live on Main Street. That's where they go. Do we have a lot of crime?
In comparison to some of the other surrounding cities, it's not as bad. It's actually, crime has decreased some, but one incidence of a homicide really is one too many. In my opinion, we don't have, you know, significant numbers, but we have numbers that I think that if we were to decrease it, that it would benefit everyone.
People say, I'd like to live in a city where there's no crime. You know what? There is no place. And if there was a place, everybody would move there.
It would
be overpopulated.
So true.
Okay, so, and I don't, you know, I think the city does a great job on fixing roads. I don't have a problem with that. They just did a whole thing on Main Street by Gould all the way up past the zoo. They redid all concrete and everything.
Yes.
And they did a good job. Right in time for the 4th of July parade. It was really nice.
Yes.
Main Street in front of me, I don't have any problems with. They fixed what they got to fix, and it's nice and smooth.
There's some other areas that could use some additional.
Like what?
I think out by more on the north side, Martin Luther King Drive. They're actually going to be bringing in the health, new health facility out over there. So a lot of more infrastructure and fixing some of those roads could help. I think that. Out in the Washington Avenue, 12th Street, Washington, over in there, could use some fixing up there. We've talked about, you know, some of the dilapidated buildings and just kind of working on some of those and get rid of some of those as well.
You know, when I start griping about manhole covers, if that's my worst thing, you know the city's in good shape.
Yes.
Because that's the last thing on the list, manhole cover. And I can't think of anything as a taxpayer that I'm upset about. I can't think of it because everything seems white. Garbage gets picked up. The streets get plowed. I mean, that's, you know, everybody says, well, plowing, all right. When it snows outside, you'll be the first to gripe your street wasn't plowed. And when garbage, well, they didn't pick up my garbage. People are so concerned about garbage.
I can tell you this. If I wasn't an Alder, I still would be saying the exact same thing. I love the city that I live in. I am glad to be able to do the job that I do. I have no issues with the taxes that I pay, with the snow plowing, with the garbage pickup, with safety, with the businesses that come into my... I have no issue with it. So I agree with
you. And the police, I think, do a great job.
They do.
I don't have a problem with the police here. I can't think of one city, the fire department, thank goodness I never have to use them.
Thank goodness, I know, right?
It's like they used to say the New York Times on Sunday, it was so thick. And they said, nobody can read that. Yes, but it's nice to know it's there. same thing with the fire and police. I don't want to use them, but it's nice to know they're there.
Yes.
And, you know, I think the city does a great job in what they do. How many? So we have alders for 15 districts. I think
yes, we
15,
do.
And you're 14.
Yes.
Where do you want to go from here? Before we do that, in your other life, other than being a city official, you work with people who, like, people in special needs and so forth?
Yes. My background is in human services, social services, forever have been doing that administrative work with adults and youth with counseling behaviors, addictions, disabilities. I've always wanted to help. My passion is in helping others. So it was just a really good transition from having that as a full-time career and then moving into something like public works.
So what do you want to do from here? You're an alder. Is there a ladder?
You know.
All right, I see it. There's a ladder.
No, there isn't.
There's some key words people start off with. There's a ladder.
I fell into this role without even planning it. So sometimes, you know, they say the best plans are never what you expect. So I kind of go with the flow. I don't have any plans. I kind of, you know, I'm fluid with the, when it comes to
look
that.
At you just going along with the breeze, wherever the breeze blows me. I can never be in politics.
Because never?
I'll tell you why.
Never say never.
Well, I'll tell you why I couldn't.
All right.
Because I tell people what I think.
Oh, that's what they love.
No. You can't tell people what you think.
No, you have to do it in a way that's receptive.
There was a politician, and he was a big friend. I'm not going to mention who he is. A big friend of the radio station. Mm-hmm. And he got pretty big, huge in national politics, huge. Mm-hmm. But he quit because he couldn't tell people what he really thought. Mm-hmm. And he was afraid of doing it. This is just my opinion, afraid of doing it. So he decided to quit instead. Mm-hmm. I would tell people, and then I'd make a lot of enemies. Mm. And so that would be it. Because I can't, I tell people. I mentioned this before. I had a box truck in front of my house. Uh-huh. And I called the police, and they said, nothing we can do about it. They said, the license plate is 2 years expired. Mm. And he's not supposed to be parking trucks on the street. There was a neighbor of mine.
Right.
And he got arrested. He was a mess. Anyway, so I wanted to get this box truck parked somewhere else, right in front of my house.
That's, right.
I wake up in the morning, give a big yawn, and that's in front of my front window. So nothing was being done. So I went down to the council. And you know how you can speak at the council? You sign it. So I got up there. And some of them knew me, who I was. And I said, listen, I got this box truck. I told them the whole story. And so what I did was I went to Menards, and I got the price of a box truck for the entire summer. 3 months, and I'm going to pay it. I'm going to put each one of your names in a hat, and I'm going to pick up a name, and that box truck is going in front of your house for the entire summer. Guaranteed. And if you think I'm kidding, just try me. Mm. I already got the price from Menards, and 2 days later, the truck was gone.
See? It's the squeaky wheel that gets the oil.
But I don't like to threaten people. And
It seems like you're good at it.
Well, it's not that I'm good at it. It's just my mother worked for the Department of Consumer Affairs in New York for 21 years, and something rubbed off on me. And she knew how to get her way with these big companies. But nobody would look me in the eyes when I said that. Everyone's faces were down.
Did you get the objective done?
Yeah, the box truck was gone.
All right.
Yeah,
then.
But I didn't want to threaten people. I don't like doing that.
Something tells me, Don, you're pretty good at, you know.
Well, I know you're going to do a good job in what
Thank
you're in
you
now.
So
I know.
Much.
Now, is it a 2-year position?
Yes, it is.
You want
to
do it again?
Yes, I will be running again.
Oh, look at you. All right. Well, we'll have to have you in there when you're running again.
Oh, thank
because
you.
Because we have all the candidates in. Well, you've been a real charmer to be in here today.
You
I like
have
that.
Too. Thank you so much for having me.
I never know if I'm going to have to pull teeth to get information. But no, I didn't have to pull teeth today.
Yeah.
Well, that's very good. Thank you, Alder Harmon.
Thank you, Don.
Named after Marlo Thomas, huh?
I am. My mom loved the TV show That Girl. You know it.
Do you know what her boyfriend's name was on That Girl?
No. What was it?
Donald. Yeah, Donald was her boyfriend. Ted Bissell was her boyfriend, but his name on the show was Donald.
Oh.
That girl. They used to always start the show off with something going on, and then somebody would say, it was that girl. Marlo Thomas. Yeah, I don't know if she's still around. I think she's still around.
She's still around, but her husband.
Yeah, Phil Donahue passed away.
Yes.
Yeah, they were married for like decades and decades and decades. A long time.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Marlo Harmon, our alder in the 14th district. Thank you very much for coming in this morning. I appreciate it. All right. Let's do Pete with the Beat right now. Then we've got a special announcement for you.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Yesterday in the Beats, I talked a lot about the Emmy nominations, which were announced Tuesday morning. Kathy Bates was nominated for Best Actress for her role on the Matlock reboot. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Bates is the oldest actress ever to be nominated in the category at the age of 77. Bates crushed the old record set by Angela Lansbury, who was 70 at the time when she was last nominated for an Emmy. Lansbury bumping off Bates to keep her record would have actually been a great episode of Murder, She Wrote, or Matlock. In other old folks done good news, Harrison Ford Ford has earned his first Emmy nomination at the tender age of 83 for his role in Shrinking. Ford plays therapist Paul Rhodes, who is battling Parkinson's. It's a nice honor for Ford, although it pretty much just means he's had such a great movie career, he's never had to do TV. Ford stars opposite Jason Segel and Wendy Malick on the Apple TV show. Both seasons are available to stream, and a third season has been ordered. From our Showbiz Fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been airing were provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time. But for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman. Will he or won't he? There are rumors that Governor Evers will soon announce whether a third term is in his future. It could come today or tomorrow at the latest. The governor's fundraising report filed this week showed just about $750,000 in the first half of this year, millions behind what he raised by this point 4 years ago. One Republican candidate, Bill Berrien, is already spending more than half that amount on a round of ads. Workers at SC Johnson & Company are coming to Racine County by the end of next year. That's according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The company is relocating about 170 employees here. They're coming from Chicago. Now, workers will work out of a building in Mount Pleasant that the company bought last year from the Educators Credit Union. And the plan is to storm the Bastille at sundown. Milwaukee's Bastille Day Festival gets going today in Cathedral Square Park, offering French food, live music, and the famous Eiffel Tower replica. One of the highlights is the annual Storm the Bastille 5K run, which brings thousands of runners through downtown streets. That starts at 9 tonight. The festival runs through Sunday with free admission for all ages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Sholly Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Dairy commodity prices might be a little soft, but that is not dimming optimism in the dairy industry by processors. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We are seeing an explosion of dairy processing plants being built in the Northeast. Katie Burgess, one of the dairy analysts with EverAg, says, and dairy producers in that region are thrilled.
You know, we have a couple big plants growing in the Northeast, a Fairlife plant later this year. Chobani invested some big amount of money for expansion in the future there too. So I do expect that we're going to see milk production grow in spots like that. I know dairy producers that I talked to in New York are really excited about the new investment in the dairy processing industry in their state. Elsewhere, you know, we have had new cheese plants open up in Texas, Kansas, here over the past 6 months, some expansions elsewhere that we are continuing to see dairy producers look to expand milk production, especially around those new plants.
Katie Burgess, one of the dairy analysts with EverAg. Now, dairy yesterday was pretty quiet in Chicago. Barrel and block cheese were both unchanged. AA butter down a penny at $2.53 a pound. What's happening on a Thursday morning in the marketplace? We've got those numbers next.
Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join them at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos, and more. They're proud to protect what matters most: your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
innovation. That's BioVet.
All right, in current overnight activity, Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 40 points. Right now, we've got September corn up a penny, December new crop up a penny at 425. Soybeans for August are up 2, November new crop up to 1022. September wheat is down a penny at 540, December down a penny and a half at 560. Currently, the Class 3 milk for August that goes into cheese up 7 at 1753. September Class 3 milk currently up 9 at 1827 a hundredweight. So, just a quick snapshot on what's happening as far as the markets and the influence on the market so far for Thursday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Cooler and less humid today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. Increasing sunshine with highs near 70. Tonight, mostly clear skies, lows near 60. A great finish to the work week. Friday, lots of sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Kids are great, man. It's the greatest gift on the planet. When we had our first daughter, I told my wife, I was like, there's nobody on this earth I will ever love as much as this little girl ever, ever again. And I'm just going to pour all my love into this child. And my wife felt the same way. And then she got pregnant again. We were like worried. We were like, wait a second. We just said we love this one so much. How do we split up our love and just, you know, and we got, honestly, we were nervous about it. And our friends were like, relax. Everybody goes through it and it's unconditional love. And you do, you just love all your kids equally. And I got to say, they were wrong. I don't care for the second one. I just got it. She's just a little needy. Every day it's the same thing. I'm hungry. Oh, really? Oh, there's some news. Oh, we're all hungry. Get in line.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Good morning. Say hello to Cheryl McCreary. She is going to be performing this weekend. We're going to find out what's going on. And this is for everybody. All I heard was Free Culver's. That's all I saw. I didn't see anything else. Didn't see any names. Didn't hear about the entertainment. I saw Free Culver's. And we're going to talk about this. So what's going on this weekend, Cheryl?
Well, we have the annual Family Fun Day again on Saturday. It's going to be a great time for everybody. And as you said, yes, Free Culver's. How much more can you get on that? That's just a great way to go.
Okay, so this is Family Fun Day. It's coming up Saturday at Island Park. That's at 1700 Liberty Street. Now, I've seen it, but I don't, not sure how to get to it. So if for people who say, well, I don't even know where it is. It's near Lutheran High School, not far from there, right?
Yeah, it's not far from there. You can take Memorial Drive all the way down and just take a left on Liberty and go down that way. And then you can come in off of Spring if you want to come that way. Again, yeah, by the school. But it's great. They can Google it. It's just amazing. It's beautiful park that's been renovated now. And we've had fun playing at this event every year with Marvin, the rest of the Root River Council, Mary Beth Salke, and others that have been just such a beautiful part of the renovation of that park. And it's so nice in there now. I used to play there when I was a little girl with, you know, my grandma lives close by. So it's kind of nostalgic for me to be there to play at this event every year. And it's growing bigger and bigger every year, obviously. And we have so many family fun things, crafts, face painting. We're going to have some games out there and just some giveaways. And, of course, as you said, Culver's always partners together to be there, to be enjoying a little bit of nice, cool, refreshing custard.
So the Family Fun Day, it's been going on for a long time at this location, Island Park?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it has.
So what? Mm-hmm. So yeah. Was I in a coma? Why didn't I know about this? I mean, did I just wake up from a 20-year coma and I didn't know about this? So this is at Island Park. Now, this is where the beer garden is, right?
Yeah, they have that, too. Now, they started that, apparently. They have that, and they have entertainment there along with this event. That'll be another day, I believe, as well. But the neat thing is that they love to bring the community in there along with vendors and representatives from the city are going to be there. We love having the fire department likes to come and show off their fire trucks, and it's great to have our community part of these wonderful events along with the, you know, the beautiful restoration of the river area. out here. So it's going to be a really great event for everybody. And it is free. And that's what's another nice thing about it. It is free. And food trucks and that type of thing. So we're looking forward to it.
Okay, you get paid for the food trucks, though. Just people don't, I don't want to say, well, Cheryl said it was free. No, you can, admission is free. You can go into the park, obviously.
Admission is free, and I believe there will be some free food as well.
Okay.
I understand.
Now, it's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I hate to even mention this. What if it rains?
Well, that's what we're hoping and praying it doesn't. Obviously, we're going to have to take that up when it happens, but we're hoping that they push the pray that the good Lord pushes that rain out of the forecast to later on. I know we don't want to wish no rain for our farmers, but obviously, yes, we're hoping and praying that it doesn't rain during the day. We're prepared for that, but we're going to pray that it clears up.
So
that's a big thing.
Were you in the 4th of July parade this year?
Oh, yes, along with yourself. That was it was a wet day, as we all know. First time we've been in for 21 years now. But unfortunately, yes, we did have the rain, and we had to make a quick change on our float with our band. When we got there, our board did get wet. We had to run home and get another one, and then I soloed it on the deck this year. And we still went through. We moved forward with Racine as everybody was there, and yourself included, participating. Thanks again so much for that, Don. Again, we had a great time. We had another event after that to play at, but it was a wet rain this year for the parade.
Yeah.
So I kind of can think I know what it's like when Gene Kelly says, I'm singing in the rain. So I'm singing in the rain.
Okay.
Knew what it was like.
Now, you'll be performing at Island Park this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
What time do you take their stage?
We'll be getting there early to set up, so we should get there about 10 and 11 o'clock. They're going to have someone taking some live video of it this year towards the beginning, and it's going to be a really great opportunity to have them connect up with us to get that out there for everybody. But, yeah, by 11 o'clock, alternately off and on through the day, we'll be performing. We're going to have some other dignitaries there, and I'm hoping that one of my sister queens or a couple of our sister queens will be there, including Willa Newell, who has just crowned our new queen for the scene here. And so we're hoping to see some of them. But it's great because we're going to have face painting, and we're going to have crafts for the kiddos in the pavilion area, which is really going to be fun too as well. So the kids have fun, and sometimes I even get them up there to sing with me and have them come on up and join me with some songs. So everybody come on out, 11 to 3, Island Park, 1700 Liberty. And it's going to be a real fun time for everybody, and we look forward to that. And I'll be heading out to our Harmony Club today down at St. Richard's to sing a little bit for that today as well. And that's going to be another fun afternoon today as well.
Well, maybe face painting will help my personality. Maybe I'll change what I look like.
You can come and use your creative abilities, Don, and come on out and maybe you can help with some face painting as well.
Okay, so that's Family Fun Day. It's this Saturday, July 19th at Island Park, 1700 Liberty Street. You can get there off Memorial Drive, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Cheryl McCreary is going to be there along with Free Culver's. I don't know which is the better. I think it's you. I was about to say, which will get people in there more, Cheryl singing or Free Culver's? I think Cheryl will. Hey, Cheryl, good talking to you again. Good luck and have a good show. No rain. No rain, okay?
Yes. Yes, yes. Let's pray for no rain. And thanks again for everybody at WRJN and for all y'all families. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday afternoon, Saturday morning.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks again. Take care.
Bye-bye now. All right. More fun around town in Racine. Don't you love it? All right. Merrily Rush, 743 local news, timeless hits. WRJN, Angel of the Morning.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now.
Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 70, partly cloudy tonight, low 62. Sunny tomorrow, high 76. Right now, cloudy, 59 degrees. Actually feels good right here at Radio Park. Have you ever used one of those apps to track how you feel on any given day? If so, you might realize you actually have more good days than you might think. According to this new report, the average American has 252 good days per year. That means 69% of days are good, which is the equivalent of 5 days per week or 21 days a month. That's not bad, considering a lot of us might look back on the month and only guess there were just a handful of good days, but actually more than you think. And that's good news.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensate for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
We just got word a few minutes ago that Connie Francis passed away. Connie Francis had so many hit songs over the years, stars of the 50s and 60s, known for A Stupid Cupid, also Where the Boys Are, so many great hit songs. And this is one of her most best-known songs. It was called Pretty Little Baby, and it's getting resurgence now on TikTok, because a lot of people are using this in the background of their TikToks now. So a lot of people are more familiar with it. But this was one of her big hit songs, Pretty Little Baby. Connie Francis passed away at the age of 87 today. There you go, Connie Francis. Just lost her today at the age of, 84 years old. Well, she did make a few movies. Wasn't a great actress, but she appeared in a lot of movies because she was a good singer. And back in the early, mid-60s, she was in a movie called, obviously, Where the Boys Are. That was a big hit movie, big hit song, too, for her. Follow the Boys, Looking for Love. Now, Looking for Love was the debut of Johnny Carson in the movies. He always talked about that. That was his big role in motion pictures. When the boys meet the girls, you kind of get the type of movies Connie Francis was in. But a great performer, performed all over the country, and a lot of hit songs. So Connie Francis passed away at the age of 84 today. It's 7:53 at WRJN.
Safe and warm,
safe and warm.
If I was in LA,
mamas and the papas, California dreaming. 7:56, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. You know, no one likes to be bullied on social media, not even criminals, apparently. Someone posted a photo of a thief who broke into her home and asked Facebook for help in identifying this trash. Well, then the thief logged on and said the woman shouldn't be calling her trash just because she stole her stuff. Police now have her name, and they're tracking her down. That's really bright. Go on Facebook and admit you stole from someone's house, huh?
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, I say go, go, go. Oh, no. You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Magical Mystery Tour. Hello, goodbye, the Beatles. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. You know what album, you know what song I like from that album, too? I Am the Walrus. Cuckoo Kachoob. Remember that song? That was a great album, Magical Mystery Tour. It's exactly 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's get our news, all right?
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Lawmakers in the Senate stayed up late into the night to vote for billions of dollars worth of cuts to the federal budget. Correspondent Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Funding for 1,500 local public radio and television stations nationwide is on the chopping block.
Why is Donald Trump so hell-bent on taking away funding from local stations?
NPR and PBS have revealed their left-wing bias time and time again.
The package eliminates over $1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which funds NPR and PBS, and it cuts roughly $8 billion to foreign aid.
The bill returns to the House now for another vote by the end of the week. CBS News confirms the Justice Department has fired federal prosecutor Maureen Comey.